This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday he is considering how to reopen the U.S. economy when a 15-day shutdown ends next week. Even as a highly contagious coronavirus is spreading rapidly and hospitals are bracing for a wave of virus-related deaths, Mr. Trump issued guidelines a week ago that he said aimed to slow the spread of the disease over 15 days, including curbing unnecessary travel. In the meantime, economic activity has ground to a halt in some states. Mr. Trump told reporters it was possible to resume economic activity in states with what he said were relatively low rates of infection. He cited Nebraska, Idaho, and Iowa as examples, while continuing to work on the hot zones in other states like New York. Top congressional and White House officials emerged from grueling negotiations at the Capitol over the $2 trillion coronavirus rescue package, saying they expected to reach a deal by this Tuesday. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer said they had spoken by phone with President Trump during the long night of negotiations. While the two sides have resolved many issues in the sweeping package, some remain. At midnight Monday, they emerged separately to say talks would continue through the night. U.S. President Trump has said that Asian Americans should not be blamed for the spread of coronavirus. He made the statement at a news conference and also in a tweet Monday. The statement was a change of tone for the president, as Mr. Trump has been criticized in recent weeks for referring to COVID-19 as a Chinese virus. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Monday announced a $1 billion cut in U.S. aid to Afghanistan after he failed to convince Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his political rival Abdullah Abdullah to end a feud that jeopardizes a U.S.-led peace effort with the Taliban. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A clearly unhappy Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Monday said people defying advice to isolate themselves to fight a coronavirus outbreak should go home and stay home or face sanctions. Although Ottawa and 10 provinces have urged Canadians to stay at home and in some cases put limits on gatherings, Trudeau said that too many people were still disregarding that advice. Federal and provincial officials said Sunday that people ignoring advice to self-isolate or avoid large groups could be fined or even arrested. Italy, the hardest-hit European country, has announced tougher lockdown restrictions as the country struggles with the increasing death toll. The Interior and Health Ministry Sunday issued a joint ordinance banning all domestic travels as the coronavirus epidemic continued to advance in the country. Individuals throughout the national territory are banned to travel, whether by public or private means of transportation, to a municipality that is different from the one in which they find themselves. Italy declared a six-month state of emergency due to the coronavirus pandemic on January 31st. That was followed by a nationwide lockdown that went into effect on March 10th through April 3rd. With mask ventilators and political goodwill in desperately short supply, more than one-fifth of the world's population has been ordered or urged to stay in their homes at the start of what could be a pivotal week in the battle to contain the virus in the U.S. and Europe. Partisan divisions stalled efforts to pass the colossal aid package in the U.S. Congress, and stocks fell again on Wall Street even after the Federal Reserve said it will lend to small and large businesses and local governments to help them through the crisis. Britain became the latest European country to order a near lockdown, imposing its most draconian peacetime restrictions in one of the world's largest economies. China's central Hubei province, where the deadly coronavirus first emerged late last year, is to lift travel curbs after 2 months under lockdown. Healthy residents will be allowed to leave the province from midnight Tuesday, while Wuhan, the initial epicenter of the outbreak, will lift restrictions from April 8th. The long-awaited trial of a former U.S. Marine facing charges of espionage got underway in Moscow on Monday. This is with U.S. officials still accusing Russia of providing no evidence in a spy case that has proved an added irritant to already troubled relations between the two countries. 50-year-old Paul Whelan was arrested by FSB security agents in late December after allegedly accepting classified materials on a computer thumb drive in central Moscow. Whelan has repeatedly denied those charges, insisting he was in Moscow for a friend's wedding and had accepted the drive from a Russian acquaintance. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.